card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
It's a happy Farmer's Day. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FMA News at 12 hours. Today, Monday, the 4th of August, 2025. It's currently 23 degrees Celsius, I beg your pardon, in Osaka, with wind gusts of 49 kilometers per hour. The headlines. Pretoria Court hears barrio dispute over alert President Edgar Lungu. The government launches 2025 Energy Week to promote sustainable reforms, and people in Sudan's besieged city face starvation, UN warns.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Pretoria High Court in South Africa is currently hearing a case in which the Zambian government has sued the family of former President Edgar Lungu over the location of his burial. The government is demanding that President Lungu's remains be repatriated to Zambia, arguing that he must be laid to rest on Zambian soil in accordance with national customs and in recognition of his status as a former head of state. The applicant lawyers have submitted that the court allows the body of the former Republican President Edgar Lungu to be repatriated to Zambia for the purpose of a state funeral. The lawyers have contended that according to the agreement reached between the government and the Lungu family, as announced by the family spokesperson Makebe Zulu on 15th June 2025, it is clearly stated that the family reached a compromise to repatriate the body of the later president. The lawyers have further submitted before the court that the government draft program clearly indicates that President Hakainde Hichilema may be present during the funeral procession of the late president at Mulungushi International Conference Center in Lusaka to receive foreign dignitaries as agreed between the two parties and as submitted before the court. Earlier, the court dismissed an application by a Zambian citizen based in Cape Town, Vincent Kafula, who wanted to join the case as an interested party, where he contended that if the court ruled in favor of the government, Zambians would rise and cause violence. The hearing continues before the judges in the High Court, with the respondent lawyers expected to make arguments and submissions later. The opposition PF faction has noted with disappointment the inflammatory and misleading statement being circulated on social media regarding the party's role in the burial arrangements of the former Republican President Edgar Lungu. PF Media Director Edwin Lifukelo says the accusations are not only false and malicious, but also disrespectful to the grieving family and the legacy of a man who served the nation. Mr. Lifukelo said he is much aware of the conspiracy to discredit the PF leadership, in particular acting President Given Luwinda and the party Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda. He has clarified that the decision to bury the late 6th Republican President in South Africa was a family matter.
We have noted with deep disappointment the inflammatory and misleading statement being circulated on social media regarding the Party Reform's role in the burial arrangement of our beloved former Republican President, His Excellency Dr. Edgar Gachagua Lungu. The accusations are not only false and malicious, but also deeply disrespectful to the grieving family and the legacy of a man who served this nation with distinction. We are extremely disappointed with his machination. We are very much aware of the conspiracy to discredit the PF leadership.
The government has officially launched the 2025 Energy Week under the theme Advancing Towards a Sustainable Energy Future. In a national address, the Minister of Energy, Makoza Chikote, has stated that the event, which runs from today, August 4th, to 8th August 2025, is aimed at raising public awareness of government initiatives in the energy sector while highlighting ongoing reforms to strengthen energy security and build resilience in the face of climate-related challenges. Mr. Chikote has outlined the government's comprehensive reform agenda across the electricity and petroleum sectors, with many of the changes prompted by the severe drought experienced during the 2023 to 2024 rainy season. He said key reforms in the electricity sector include promotion of net metering, implementation of the open access framework, introduction of a single licensing system, and provision of incentives for renewable energy equipment. Mr. Chikote has also highlighted a policy shift in the petroleum sector through open access to the Tazama pipeline, which now allows oil marketing companies to use the infrastructure on a competitive basis. In more news, this Farmers Day, University of Zambia School of Law lecturer Dr. Pamela Sambo says the citizens must understand their constitutional right to a healthy environment before the establishment of an environmental court. Dr. Sambo says Zambia's constitution already provides the legal basis for an environmental court through Article 133, subsection 3. He has stated that the Environmental Management Act remains underutilized, with less than 5% of violations reaching the courts.
It's also important that we assess the linkage, and I think I have already alluded to this. It's very important as part of also our awareness raising activities that we establish the linkage between environment, human rights, and the right to a clean, safe, healthy and sustainable environment. We look at these issues in isolation. If we can bring down these issues to the ability of each and every citizen in Zambia to be able to do the basic things because they have a hostile environment around them.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice Board member Boniface Mumba has described the environment court, the environmental court conversation as a grassroots idea that has evolved into a national agenda.
You are a partner. Different delegates are coming. The principle we're working with is the mass movement. The conversation should get out of the corridors of the rats on blue. This is privilege. This is privilege. What you do as a privileged citizen, what you do as a privileged son, you have to look after. You have to go and provide leadership after. Because you privileged this information. Personally, I've learned most of the things today.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training has called on the government, corporations and individuals to invest in young people. ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Muziamba has emphasized that unlocking the potential of young people is critical in driving the economic growth, social progress and innovation. He has added that providing access to quality education, skills training and entrepreneurship opportunities will help build a stronger, more prosperous future for the entire country. Mr. Muziamba, believes that sustained investment in youth is crucial to Zambia's long-term development and stability, especially given that over half of the country's population is under the age of 25.
Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training. This, we are urging governments, corporations and individuals to invest in young people. As a think tank non-governmental organization, we recognize the critical role that young people play in driving economic growth, social progress and innovation. Investing in young people is not only a moral imperative but also a sound economic strategy. By providing young people with access to quality education, skills training and entrepreneurship opportunities.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The UN's Men Food Agency has warned that families trapped within the besieged Sudanese city of El Fasher face starvation. The World Food Programme said it had not been able to deliver food to the city in the western Darfur region by road for more than a year. El Fasher has been surrounded by paramilitary fighters from the Rapid Support Forces for nearly 16 months, determined to seize it from Sudan's army. The BBC has more on other stories.
Israeli media reports say the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is seeking to expand the military's offensive in Gaza as ceasefire talks with Hamas remain stalled. It comes even as hundreds of retired Israeli security officials have written to Donald Trump, urging him to pressurize their government to end the war. Health experts are warning that plastic pollution is a grave, growing and under-recognized danger to health that is costing the world at least 1.5